All right, going in a maybe a different direction as far as premising things. Podcasting for many years, a heavy-handed amount of episodes. I don't even look at the number anymore. It's silly. This is more conversation-based. Mm-hmm. And I think it could be entertaining and maybe something engaging for you, the person that has tuned into the program. This is the type of stuff where Phoenix Kalita will mention something in the car, or maybe I'll mention something in the car, but Phoenix Kalita tends to have more topics than myself. And then we kind of riff on it, and we're like, huh, I probably should have been recording that. And so now we're making an effort to be recording that.
Right.
And that is the 57-second introduction.
All right, so I guess I have to start because I brought the topic up. Is that the idea?
I think, yeah.
All right, so, I mean, obviously, America sucks. It sucked forever. And it sucks now, right? And I understand that, but what I'm seeing, and of course, I'm on Twitter more so than other social media sites, so I don't know how, like, if this is happening in other places too, or if this is like a Twitter-specific thing, as I'm seeing a bunch of young online leftists saying things like, death to America, and I want to be clear, these are U.S.-based online leftists, these aren't like people who are currently being like fucked up by U.S. foreign policy saying it. And so they're saying stuff like, death to America, or I want America to become a failed state. And that's fucking wild to me. I just as an example, this is one of the tweets that I saw. Someone tweeted, you cannot threaten me with the United States will collapse if you don't vote for Biden. I'm fine with that. This is a bad country that brings nothing but pain and suffering. Let it end. You know, if Democrats refuse to make this place better, I'm 100% fine with taking it off life support. So those sort of comments. And it's fascinating to me because it's like, I'm not sure what you think would happen if America truly became a failed state. Like, if we, you know, and I'm not arguing that American foreign policy is good. I'm not arguing that, you know, American leadership is good for us or anyone else across the globe. I just don't think y'all understand what you're asking for when you say you want America to literally, like, collapse as a nation and what the fallout of that would look like.
I think about how uncomfortable you already are when you end up in a neighborhood that is poorer than you expect and you weren't ready to be there. And how uncomfortable you are making eye contact with a man in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like, how uncomfortable you already are in poor neighborhoods while America is functioning.
Exactly. And I think, like, one of the big things is if we basically went to a complete failed state, right? So we're talking collapse of federal government, state governments, local governments. We're talking collapse of any sort of meaningful infrastructure. Like, how are y'all planning on surviving this? I know it's fun to, like, get online and tweet and be like, fuck America, you know, let it die, all those things. But have you thought about the implication of what really happens? Because now you don't have hospitals functioning. You don't have an ambulance. You don't have anyone, like, for us, we recently just had an issue in our city. A water main broke somewhere, and so there was a water advisory. You have to boil your water. If we have a complete collapse, who's checking the water to make sure the water's clean? If there is a boil advisory, who's telling us? If our gas lines and electric lines aren't working, how are we going to boil our water? I mean, yeah, we could go outside and, you know, build a fire and do that. But, like, you know what I mean? Like,
how many of you can build a fire?
How many of you can build a fire?
And before, and you know, people love to do that. They got to play contrarian and be like, I could build a fire. How often do you really do that in real life when you're not on the internet trying to impress your fake friends?
Exactly.
You don't do that. I don't do that. Every time I'm in front of the fire pit, I use the lighter. Every
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm. And it's like those sort of things. And I'm like, I don't think y'all are realizing. And I think that, like, oddly enough, does speak to, like, a certain sort of, like, Western privilege or American privilege. Because, like, yeah, things are really bad for a lot of people right now. But generally, for most people who are on social media, you can, you know, tweet a fundraiser and get a few bucks, or someone will send you some money for lunch. Mm. You can probably access some sort of housing. There are some homeless people on Twitter, but most people on Twitter, even if they don't necessarily like where they live, like, oh, I have two roommates and they're assholes and my rent is too much, you still have a room with a bed.
And you also, you never know why they're homeless. It's not always just because, like, oh, yeah, capitalism is a very bad thing. But, like,
yeah,
when I started doing the temp contractor work, like, the first cat that I worked with that trained me was homeless because he was, like, in his early 20s, and he was a sex offender.
Mm.
And he had trouble getting somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, they're not all homeless because ableism.
Yeah.
That's not the only reason.
That is not
sometimes
the only reason.
You are a bad person.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, so, like, now we don't have the infrastructure. And, like, my big thing was, like, and I think maybe Katrina was not a good example. It is a good example because it really exemplifies what I'm talking about. But I think maybe some of these online young leftists aren't old enough to remember what the fuck Katrina looked like.
Oh, they were fucking...
Because they were little.
Born.
Yeah. Because I remember Katrina. I remember fucking black people trying to leave and cops standing on a bridge just shooting them at point blank range. That's what the fuck I remember about Katrina.
Yeah.
I remember... young women getting gang raped inside that stadium where they told people to stay because it was going to be safe. I remember pictures of black people everywhere getting called looters for stealing, like, fucking bread and rice and shit. I remember a baby died because they couldn't get formula in for the baby. So a baby actually died of malnourishment, right? The power lines were down. The cell phone service was out, so you couldn't check on your loved ones. Like, people were begging for money and trying to, like, do online, you know, cash transfers so people could get transportation out of the city. Like, it was really bad. And that is what a social collapse looks like. And y'all are not ready for that shit. Y'all do not know how to hunt your own food. Y'all do not know how to grow your own food. Y'all are not ready for what your neighbors are gonna do. You thought men were into rape now? Just wait.
Yeah.
Just fucking wait.
The very second that they're like, oh, so I don't get arrested for anything I do?
It's the purge, baby.
Yeah. Purge life.
Yeah. And I don't know. I'm just so baffled by these people who are like, you can't scare me because I'm already poor. Like, it can get so much worse. And I'm not saying that doesn't mean don't, like, fight back against America. That doesn't mean don't, you know, try to be complacent with what the U.S. is doing, but I'm poor, I'm not scared of shit. You fucking should be. And you're not poverty poor. You're, like, kind of working class poor.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you had been fucking homeless and were trying to navigate, and especially up here, we live in the Midwest, right? Fucking winter is real. Or if you live down south, summer is real. Like, if you're trying to navigate finding somewhere to sleep because you don't actually have housing in wild ass temperatures, if you're trying to navigate housing, you know, in a community where, you know, people don't want you, because that's the thing. Like, yeah, there may be no police force to arrest you if you go to the wrong neighborhood, but the people in those neighborhoods will just fucking shoot you. They will. Like, if y'all don't think they're going to bring back lynching parties, like, the fucking day after the social collapse, like, I don't know what kind of, like, weirdo world you're living in, you know, and where are y'all going to get your medicine? Where? Because who's going to be manufacturing it during this social collapse?
And, like, all remember, like, the fascists, like, this is a problem with being on the left. I don't want to be with the left at a street level, but I guess I have to be because that's my folks, like, ideologically. But, like, y'all are fucking weak, man.
Yeah.
Y'all are like, the fascists, they're out there practicing fucking mixed martial arts. They're fucking swole. They're, what do they call it? Gym bros? I don't even like that language because that makes it cutesy and fun. No, they are physically fit, violent psycho fucks.
And they have most of the guns.
Yeah, and they're buying up the guns. And I remember, I used to make the same joke too and think the same thing, you know, like between the ages of like 17 to up to when I was almost 30. Like, what are you getting all those guns for? You're one guy. You can't use all those guns. They pass them out to their friends.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that guy that has 50 guns? No. Now that's 80 guys, and they have 50 guns among them. And among those 80 guys, they also brought guns, and they got more guys. And because of how they've been working this red pill, black pill shit.
Yeah.
They've got all the young boys with them, too.
Yep.
All the young teenage boys are going to go roll with them. They're not going to come roll with us, the unfun people.
Yep. Yeah, I don't think people are really, like, taking into account how bad it would be. And it's just, you know, like, so, okay, assuming somehow that you get past the rape squads, you get past the lynching parties, right? You get past the people who are just straight up going to shoot you and kill you to take your supplies just because they need supplies in general.
Squashing
like,
bugs.
Yeah, because I think that's a big thing, too, is a lot of people assume that, like, you have to have animosity towards someone to kill them. You don't.
Nope.
Like, yeah, obviously, like, the racially motivated lynchings or, like, the misogyny-fueled rapes, you know, or the homophobic rapes, like, those, yeah, those things are definitely going to happen. But there's also just going to be people who are like, you have food, I'm hungry, let me resolve this situation with a bullet. No animosity to it at all. Like, so assuming you get past all that, you find your safe spot, right? You find your little house in some abandoned neighborhood. How do you stay warm in the winter? Does it have a fireplace? Does your heater work? Do you have a space heater? Do you have electricity? Do you have a solar panel to run a space heater?
Yeah.
How are you staying warm in the winter? How are you growing food, right? Eventually, all the food we have will expire. And if electrical grids start going down, that means all the frozen food and refrigerated food will expire quickly.
Yep.
And that's mostly a lot of proteins. So I guess you could eat rice every day for 6 months.
How are you going to boil it?
How are you going to boil it?
How are you going to wash the dishes?
How are you going to wash the dishes? And then, of course, for a situation like that, it's going to be a lot of trial and error. So let's say you do fuck up your food storage and you get yourself sick. You get E. coli or, you know, botulism, some shit. Where are you going to go to get that cured? Where are you going to get the medicine to resolve that?
Hell, when you're gathering firewood, who's going to watch your back?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you gathered up a nice pile of firewood and someone else comes along and they're like, I have a gun and I want that.
Exactly. What are you going to do? You know? And then, of course, assuming that if you have a chronic health condition, you haven't been medicated this whole time, how's your health doing? Are you even able to cook food or gather firewood or build fires? Do you know how to appropriately use a bathroom outdoors in the most sanitary way possible? Because those are waste products. You'll get sick if you can't clean up your shit. What is happening to the children during all of this? What is happening? Because what is happening to all the elementary school kids? Where are they? What's happening to them? Who's getting them? Are they being killed? Are they being, like, pressed into slavery? Are they
straight into slavery?
Just starving to death? What's going on here?
Straight the fuck into, like, slavery.
Y'all don't be fucking, I don't know, it's just, I couldn't believe the amount of people saying shit like this, and, like, I understand the animosity about the federal government and even state governments and policies, both domestic and foreign, but clamoring for this fucking, like, social collapse shit, what the fuck is wrong with you? What the fuck is wrong with you? Right? And then, of course, if you try to leave, you're gonna have to walk, because the gas stations won't be working.
Yep.
So you get as much gas as you have in your... How much gas do you have in your car right now? And if you live in a city, do you even have a car? I'm so flabbergasted by these people. It's like, did you really stop and fucking think this shit through?
Right, and it's like, it's not like an internet kill switch is gonna go down, but like, with no one maintaining it, this site's down, that site's down, that site's down. Now you can't contact your fake friends that you've been performing for all these years.
Yep.
Now what do you do? Now that you actually have to do.
And I think that's also a big thing, is a lot of people, especially, I know I sound like a fucking boomer, like I'm shitting on these young people, but this is just a fucking fact. A lot of younger people don't appreciate paper or like physical copies of things as much, because everything's always been digital. So a lot of people are like, oh, well, I know how to do this because I watched a YouTube video. What happens if YouTube goes down? You can't access the instructional videos anymore. You can't access your PDF that has your recipes in it. You can't access your, you know, there's nowhere to plug in your flash drive that has your, you know, first aid steps on it or whatever. Like, do you have physical hard copies of those things? Like, somewhere? Do you know how to do those things? Do you know how to preserve your own food? Do you know how to do first aid? Do you know, again, build a fire, build a shelter? Do you know how to do those things without watching an instructional video? Like, do you have a physical hard copy that you can refer to if needed?
Yeah.
Like, do you know how to grow vegetables?
No, they were too busy being a minimalist.
They were being a minimalist.
I need all those things.
I don't need those things.
Books.
Books are silly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't get over it. It's so, like, baffling to me. And again, I think people really don't appreciate how violent their neighbors or even strangers would be. But again, even if you get past all that, okay, let's say you found your little spot, you've got your little house or your little shelter. How are you going to eat? How are you going to cook? How are you going to bathe? Do you know how to make soap? How are you going to bathe?
Yeah.
Which, being sanitary, is really important when you don't have running water. Like,
fuck.
Yeah. How do you know how to harvest water?
And just saying about, like, shit going out. Like, remember when COVID hit, how fast toilet paper ran out when people had money?
Yeah.
Now money doesn't exist anymore, and it's first come, first took it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all gone. And also, who's going to have a job anymore?
Right.
What, is anyone going to show up to work at the toilet paper factory and make more toilet paper?
Exactly.
It doesn't exist anymore.
Yep.
Now what do? You oh-so-natural person. Right? Because there's some of those people that are literally, like, on the social media or on my friends list. Fake friends on the internet. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm in the woods, and I'm free, and it's like, yeah, that's the picture you took online, and then when you put your phone down, you went in the house, and you took a shit in the toilet, you flushed it down the magic pipes, water did a swirl, you had toilet paper, you wiped, you washed your hands with soap from a dispenser. Where does that happen anymore? The soap dispenser's gone. Soap's gonna run out. That's finite.
Yeah. Soap is gonna run out. Like, I don't think people really understand or appreciate. And even, like, you know, if you really want to get an idea of it, because there are problems happening everywhere, right? We're seeing it in Palestine, right? We have people were getting sick from drinking brackish water, right? Once they didn't have a clean water supply. We have kids dying from malnutrition. There's a bunch of shit going on in the Congo right now. We have people in tents who are, you know, basically starving to death. All the shit that's going on in Haiti right now. Like, do you really want to be in one of those situations? Like, do you? Have you thought about the implications? I don't think you have. It's just, yeah, I don't know. It's crazy to me. It's crazy. Hoping for this shit, like, thinking you're gonna somehow make it through unscathed. You're gonna be one of the first ones to die. Fuck out of here.
And not comfortably in your sleep. Yeah, no, you're gonna get beat to death trying to defend your possessions.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. But, you know, you're cool. You and your little friends on the internet. You're super, you're based or something.
You can't scare me. I'm poor in a world where DoorDash exists. All right.
Yeah, no cap or whatever, sure. Mm. All right, that's on Fleek. Fam.
You are determined to try to bring Fleek back.
Right, as if I ever used it.
Mm.
Right? I don't know. I had too much Riz for that. I'm overusing Riz. That's
absolutely
the only one
not.
I know. I have none of these. All right. So, yeah. See how you handle that. I wouldn't know what to do myself. I'm not ready for it. Like, yeah, I was straight, like, call me out. Yeah, I'm punk ass. Yep, sure am. Don't know what to do. Hell, I don't even have a firearm. And if I did, I would have to get hours of practice in. And then here comes the moment where you lose it. It doesn't mean you're gonna win the firefight.
Yep. Yeah, which is another thing, too. Even if you do survive it and you get shot...
Yeah.
How are you gonna patch that up?
Oh, yeah, I'm just gonna fucking... And also, like, It's not, I know everyone says it's not like TV, but like, it's really not like TV. Like, you don't get shot in the shoulder and keep fighting. No, bullets bounce around. Like, that shit could hit, especially like a 22 caliber, like 22 bullet. Them little fuckers, they could get in your shit, bounce across different bones, bounce through your rib cage, rip shit all up. Yep. Or like, it'll hit nerve endings.
And the armor piercing bullets, holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I don't, and I think that like, people take it for granted because, like, on some level, like, violence has always existed, right? Like, we've survived millennia without indoor plumbing. And, you know, so people take it for granted to be like, well, people survived. Do y'all realize how high the mortality rates were, though? Like, 100 years, as bad as the mortality rates are, like, infant mortality especially, right? Maternal and infant mortality, as bad as they are right now, right? United States has the highest rates in the industrialized world. 100 years ago, they were double. 100 years ago. What do you think they were 500 years ago? Like, you know, people, one of the most common causes of death, which is a running joke that, you know, women always poison their husbands, and that's why we can't ban no-fault divorce. But, you know, the behind that is the fact that improper food storage before we had refrigerators and freezers was so common that people constantly died from bad food. Like, yeah, people survived, but I don't think y'all appreciate the mortality rates, right? Think about the Black Plague in Europe. That shit took out, what, like 60% of the population over like 30 years? That's a massive amount of people.
30 years is a long time for a human life.
Yeah. And fucking, when colonizers got to, the Americas, right? The indigenous people did not fucking have, an immune system to European diseases. Wiped out millions of people. Like, that was before they even started trying to kill indigenous people. That was actually kind of on accident. Like, you know.
Kind of?
Kind of. I mean, you know. Nah. Well, I mean, had they known that they could do that, they probably would have relished in it more. They probably just didn't have the science to realize what they were doing. But I'm sure that they would have been happy about it had they understood it scientifically. Yeah. But you know what I mean? But like, millions of people within a span of a few years, like, yeah, someone always survives, but is it gonna be you? Because your odds are not looking great. Like, yeah. I don't, no.
God, I could imagine myself in that moment of truth when it's finally like, all right, gonna use my gun to defend my stash, and my clumsy ass fumbles it. Drops it on the ground, it fucking shoots me in the leg, I just took myself out. What the fuck, man? Fuck no.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, I think it's also extra weird to me because, like, I think I've talked about it before, but, like, I'm in a bunch of prepper groups and stuff like that, you know? Yeah. And they tend to be very right-wing, a lot of, like, weirdo white Christian nationalist shit where they're like, the apocalypse is coming and we have to defend ourselves against these Negroes and that type of shit, you know? Or the liberals or the communists or the gays or whoever they're mad at this week. And it was always, like, a running joke that they were going to be, like, the hero of their own story and somehow survive all this shit because they have guns and fucking MREs, right? Prepackaged food. But, like, why are leftists starting to sound like that now? Like, thinking I'm going to be the one who survives this shit? You're not. What the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Yeah.
Yeah. And I get that. That's an example of us in the car. And then at this point, we're kind of pulling up. And I'm like, oh, get the security card. Let's go in the, get in the parking lot. And then I go and clock in. And then I fucking do shit for a while. And I see a 53-year-old man put his head in a plastic bag. Whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah. That guy, somehow,
he's definitely not gonna survive.
Somehow he fucking will. He will Forrest Gump his way through that shit.
Not Forrest Gump his way through it.
Right. I gotta find Bubba. Oh my God. Lieutenant Dan, you got new legs. God damn it, Forrest. Forrest Gump was the original Dang It Bobby.
He was. He was. Dang It Bobby.
All right. Yeah, and that's how that will go. And then Phoenix, Kalita, and I, and then we do a kiss, and then I go in the building, but then before I go in, I turn around and wave because, I don't know, it just seems like you should.
Yeah.
And Phoenix waves back, and then I go in the building, and then we're like, damn, wish we would have recorded all that. And now we did.
And now we did.
Bang. And I'll put this one straight onto the main feed to test it. See how folks receive it.
Yeah.
Yeah.